This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number two, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Coming to you live from above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
What the hell are you doing?
That's how fast when Buster and Yomi know what they're saying.
I'm aware.
You just know something.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Bar, going to need you to step out. Going to need you to step out.
Oh.
Because it's not your time.
Bye, Bart.
This is the part of the show on every Wednesday where we want to know what's going on. We're not reacting to what happened. Now we're talking about what's going to be. And to do that, man, that was actually pretty good. And to do that, we call on the great Bart Stradamus. You got to get a single on that.
Oh.
Can we get a single on that? There it is.
Yes. Happy hump day, camelbacks. It is I, the great Bart Stradamus, gracing you with my presence. How may I help you?
First, I think anybody listening, if you need to see this, and to do so, just go to the ESPN app. No, stop flexing. And you can see us. Just go to ESPN app to watch, and then you find us, and you just got to see Bart do an amazing intro. Or Bart Stradamus, I should say. So, Mike McCarthy lets us know that it is Cooper Rush who will start in this huge game this week, week six, against the Eagles. So, Bart Stradamus, when will Dak get his job back?
The future is now. Cooper Rush! No need for Dak right now, as all things are copacetic. On the home front, it is Cooper Rush's time. And until he fails, Dak, oh yes, shall be sidelined playing thumb war. Yes! But if they lose this week, and it hurts so good, then I'll be back with my triple Danish yogurt next week. So it is said.
So it shall be.
Oh, yes, Jerry World. So it shall be.
Some other very interesting news here to get to, involving a wide receiver that last year looked like he was about to win the MVP in the Super Bowl before he blew out his ACL. That would be Odell Beckham Jr. Everyone thought that the Rams were the place for him and they were just holding a spot for him in the locker room and all that stuff. But he just tweeted, "Yes, LA treated me normal and special all in the same breath. We see how that played out for both sides. I went out to win, tramp championship. They're knowing the risk of playing without an ACL. Then I got the lowest of the low offers after that going into the next season. Impossible." So, Bart Stradamus, if Odell is not to return to the Rams, where will he end up?
Oh, ain't nothing funny when we talking about Odell
and his money.
And his money. Oh, no. Property taxes in L.A. Oh, high. But what other place with high taxes can he go? Oh, yes. The dynamic duel, shake and bake, back together again. The championship whisperer, Von Miller. Oh, check out the breadcrumbs.
Wait a second.
If they have reached out looking for a star in McCaffrey, oh, if white chocolate can't come, I'll go with the milk and magnesia and Odell Beckham. Oh, it ain't funny. Let's give Odell some smutty. Buffalo fans will come up with the deal off the field. Oh, yes. Odell Beckham shall be a Buffalo Bill. And nobody, nobody circles the wagons. Yes, quoting the great boomer, like the Buffalo Bills. Ride, soldier. Smack.
So it is said.
So it shall be.
All right. So the Carolina Panthers, Barstradamus, as we continue with Barstradamus here on Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, predicting what's going to happen in the NFL. So the Carolina Panthers now have fired their coach, Matt Rhule. Clearly, they'll be looking for a new head coach after this season. I want you to listen to something that Mike Tannenbaum said in regards to an option for the Panthers. This was from KJM.
So David Tepper used to be a minority owner
Steelers.
Of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I wonder if Mike Tomlin sits there and says, hey, you know, Sean Payton, he graduated with Drew Brees, became a free agent. I wonder if Mike Tomlin says, you know what? Wow, I could go to Carolina, have a top three pick, get a new quarterback, start fresh.
Barstradamus, will Mike Tomlin's next stop be Carolina?
No, no, no!
Ooh, got mad.
Mike Tomlin, the man, is loyal. Loyal to a fault. No way he'll ever abandon the men of steel, especially for Bojangles and the Christian belt. He enjoys the nightlife, rap music, and walks through the hills of Pittsburgh. He would never, ever abandon a teammate while he's down. And though the Steelers are down, they will not stay, as he's one of the greatest, oh, one of the greatest in the NFL today. A future Hall of Famer doesn't pack his bags and run at the first sight of adversity. Oh, adversity doesn't define character. It reveals it. Oh, yes. And Mike Tomlin is a man of character, a man of virtue. How dare you, Uncle TB? Oh, no, you are wrong.
So it is not going to be his next stop.
No,
so it is said.
Oh, no. Not enough Bojangles in the world.
So it is said.
So it shall be.
Okay. Barstradamus, we continue with this question. There are five teams with a 4-1 record at this point in the season. The Bills, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Vikings. Can you predict which one of them or more do you foresee not making the playoffs?
Oh, this pains my heart as the men of blue. Oh, they have played valiantly, proud to those of Giants past. But eventually, oh yes, the shoe shall fall. And unfortunately, yes, in the wink bowl is the beginning of the crash back to earth. The men of blue, oh, they've been so great. Oh, the city is proud. But now you must take your rightful place. As you approach 500, 8 wins for the men of blue. Oh, yes. Not to be ashamed.
So it is said.
So it will.
So it's funny. So they're the only team. So not Minnesota, not Dallas. Everybody else you see making it, the Giants, you do not. So with that in mind, my last question for you today, Barstradamus, is with this 4-1 start, the way Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley have played, do you see them in the Giants' future beyond this season?
Oh. Oh.
I think I've got you lost for words.
It pains me so. But much like Jamal Adams, the prime of Saquon and the uncertainty of Daniel does not coincide with the schedule of winning, as the men, the G-men, have to reboot after this year, stripping it all down, and it would be unfair to the great Thunder Thighs and the Docker Boy himself to make them suffer as they reload for a future run in the future. Oh, bonus. I see. Oh, yes. I see the great receiver, Gabe Davis, for the men of blue next year.
From Buffalo.
That's the move, as they will not be able to afford because of Stephon Diggs. Oh, I'm early. I'm so early.
Did you just have a vision?
Yes.
Barshadamas just had a vision beyond anything we were talking about, and it involves Gabe Davis to the Giants next season while he still is playing for the Bills right now, and certainly fill a desperate need at wide receiver. Well, Barshadamas, I know you need to rest now.
Oh.
I will let you rest.
You pushed me. And I think I have.
We got a little extra from you today.
A headache.
I greatly appreciate.
I shall sue you.
Well, there is something that Barshadamas said about the Giants that I have to counter it. I have to take on that take, because I can tell you why the Giants, if they even lose to the Ravens, could still have their 8 wins in the next 4 games. I will explain. But first, let me tell you about LinkedIn. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to all the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy, and takes just minutes. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart. Let me get to the slash part first. To post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart.
Imagine that. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Oh, my son.
888-729-3776 is the number. So one of the things that Barshadamas said to us was, out of all the 5-4-1 teams we have going into week 6, that you picked the Giants as the only one to not make the playoffs out of that group. And then you said 8 wins. That's all they're going to get this year, and it's still nothing to be upset about. It's a good step forward. But I think they can get to 8 wins before Thanksgiving.
They can, but will they? Yes, their schedule is really easy. I understand.
After the Ravens, you've got the Jaguars, the Seahawks, the Texans, the Lions.
You never know.
That's four right there that now what we know about the Giants and who they are and the defense and how they've played and Saquon. Barring injury, there's no reason to think they should not be able to win those games. So even if they lose to the Ravens, well, they could be looking at a potential, again, a ceiling of 8-2 before they play the Cowboys on the 24th of November.
The Jaguars, you never know what you're going to get. And they're
well, we just saw last week they couldn't beat the Texans.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, but we've seen them go toe-to-toe with the Eagles.
We have seen. They did for a half.
It all depends on how – you never know. Like I'm telling you.
And the Seahawks with Geno are better than we thought, too. I get it.
That's going out.
But don't you think that –
that's going out to
when
Seattle,
does the Geno Smith thing finally, like, turn into a pumpkin, like you like to say?
I think he may be – that may be him. The same way how Pete Carroll – had a way of protecting Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. I think he has the same formula that he's using to protect Geno. Geno's taking shots. He's patient with the ball. The ball is out.
Yeah.
They're making it quick, and they're running the hell out of the ball. I know they lost Penny, but Kenneth Walker comes in and busts one. He was considered, outside of Breece Hall, like the number one. They picked him for Rookie of the Year.
I understand.
So, I mean, Geno, going all the way out to Seattle is tough.
I again – in past years, when the Giants have been not well coached, there were a lot of reasons to think like they won't be ready for this and that. Brian Daboll has only shown me a reason to start buying into them being ready and also finishing games. Going to London and playing Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, being down early in that game and never breaking and finishing the game the way they did.
That was a statement
performance that now makes you say, you got to start taking the Giants seriously. And when you look at the schedule, you got to start saying to yourself, they've got opportunity here before we even get to Thanksgiving.
They do. But you have to ask yourself, if you look at how they're constituted, are they a great team? You would say no. But so when you're a great team, sometimes.
But do you need to be great to be a wild card team?
Sometimes. Like when you are just a good team that's real coached, sometimes you're going to run into a team in a. Football is just going to bounce their way that day.
Okay.
It does. Football always levels the way out like that. So
it's true.
Like, if they lose to the Ravens, like, they can lose to Jacksonville and Seattle just as easy as they can win. Like, that's a, like, 50-50 game toss-up game to me.
That's fair.
And I think,
so give me one. All right. So tell you what.
People are going to
I'll give you the Ravens. That's 4-2. You give me one of Jaguars, Seahawks. Give me one.
Well, I'm saying probably Seahawks is going to be a tougher place because.
Fine.
Different from London.
5-3.
They're in their same time frame.
5-3. Now they play the Texans at home.
Yep.
You ain't losing that game.
The Lions.
6-3.
The Lions, you just never know.
Oh.
The Lions can play with anybody.
I saw the Lions struggle against the Patriots defense.
That's because they ran the ball down your throat. Power football.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Giants aren't a power running football team. You know how.
You've been watching Saquon Barkley?
Yes, but he's not a. It's not a. That's not a power game.
He has carried that offense.
That is a zone. You missed my point. That is not a power running game. That's a zone game. It's different. Like when you looked at how Kansas City wasn't for that smoke when they put that fullback in there, those like, ow, them hurt. You hear them clack, 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 clack.
Yeah.
Like that's what the Lions struggle with. A zone where they can use their athleticism. They have the athleticism to run sideways and zone and get in front of people. They don't.
Now, you're giving me the scheme explanation.
Yeah, giving you the scheme explanation.
Fair enough.
The Lions can score with anybody. And week 11.
All right, but you know what? You said eight wins. I've got six now. The Giants are home against the Lions.
Yeah, but
they're home against the Texans. I'm taking those games.
But week 11.
That's 7 wins.
So we got arguably, like, I think the Lions are a top 10 offense, right? Top five.
They are a high scoring offense, yes. But that zero, I think, did take them down a tick, though. That's going to hurt them.
Because they put 45, 40.
Yeah, but that's a zero in a week knocks you down.
So let's just say this. By week 11, they might have Jameson Williams. So now you got him, Brown, Hockenson, and Swift in the best offensive line in the game when healthy.
Yes, that offensive line is going to be a big
difference. That's going to be
at worst, you're giving me 6-4 at worst going into the Cowboys game. That's still 6 wins.
And the Cowboys going to be tough sledding,
of course,
at that stadium. Let's just say they beat the Commanders. The Commanders got to beat somebody, but let's just say they beat the Commanders.
Then who knows? You see what Ron Rivera and his relationship with Carson Wentz. Yeah. Who knows where they are at that point?
So let's say they lose to Philly.
All right, but again, like, what did I say? At worst, I was going 6-4. Cowboys, Commanders. So let's go 7-5. Eagles at home.
Minnesota's going to be a tough out.
And then Commanders again.
Yeah.
Now Vikings, Colts, Eagles. That's a tough finish, you know, to the season. But I mean,
okay. Let's say they win nine. I don't think that's going to get them.
You don't think nine's enough?
Because I think Philly gets in.
Yeah.
I think Dallas gets in. Tampa gets in.
You getting two out of the North?
Minnesota and Green Bay.
And Green Bay.
Yep.
Okay. South.
South, you're just getting. I think either Tampa. I think it's too late. Could be too late for New Orleans.
Okay, and then the West.
The West, you might get two, San Francisco and
the Rams. Yeah, well, I mean, doesn't that leave the door open?
Seven, right?
We said one.
Two in the North.
Yeah. Oh, we're taking one out of the South, right?
Two in the East.
Yeah. 2-4.
One in the South.
Six.
Two in the West.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, yeah, okay. Yeah, so they're going to be on the bubble for sure.
They're going to be right there. Somebody drops the soap, they'll be right there to take advantage.
They've got these games that we're splitting here and there. That's why these next four after the Ravens, that could decide their season.
Yeah,
that could decide whether or not they're in the mix.
If they get to 10,
playing the Eagles in the season finale, right? And the Eagles might not be playing for a damn thing in that game.
That's true.
Which could also set up a lot of possibilities. So very interesting stuff. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Kareem's in Jersey, and he has a question for Barstradamus, if we can bring him back. Kareem?
Yes, Barstradamus, Hanna, lovely show. My question is, do you see McCaffrey going to the 49ers?
Oh, I mentioned this last week. Oh, it'll be so unfair. The Bills have already chimed in. I don't know if they sent him to an NFC team as they don't want to face him. Oh, yes. Don't know the connection between the Panthers and the 49ers, but that would be amazing.
That you talk about adding another weapon there, Kareem. Good question. I mean, you talk about adding another.
I don't know if you sent him to the NFC. I can see him going to the AFC. You might let him go to the AFC. Yo,
yeah.
You got to think of teams.
That's going to be a name that.
Yeah, because it's a potential out.
Before the end of the trade.
They know they're not going to pick him up. They know they're not going to keep him on the roster next year. His salary cap's too high. It makes no sense.
Does it make sense for Philadelphia? They've got picks.
Yeah, that's what I said. Philly would be unfair.
Philadelphia, Buffalo. I mean, teams that like you know are a piece from putting them.
Being a superstar team.
Yeah. Kansas City?
Yeah, that would be cheat code too.
That'd be cheat code as well. Stosh, would you be all in on mortgaging a bit of the future for CMC?
Meh.
Oh, he's
healthy.
What's the meh?
They love that guy number 10, but he can't do what McCaffrey can do. McCaffrey would come there and be the best receiver you have as well, outside of Kelsey.
Interesting.
He won't be healthy long enough to make an impact.
But he's been healthy the whole year.
You need him healthy just for one playoff run.
Yes, you just need him healthy for the playoff.
Yeah, and then you can just walk away from it. Interesting.
I can see Arizona trying to get him.
All right, well, let's get more people that want to ask Barstradamus some questions about their team and what he foresees the future for them and possible moves and all that stuff. So we'll get those calls going at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And up next, we have audio files, which includes a very interesting team that Stephon Diggs said he was almost headed to.
Who? The Jets?
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Oh,
for
my God.
For us is a hard night.
What you all missed.
Better treated, we get kicked.
During the break was Bart, just for some reason, were you on YouTube? You went to YouTube? And just finding Brother Love videos.
I might bring out Brother Love. Spread the love. That might be so my next character. You can call in the Brother Love.
So that's what you'll do?
I love you.
So callers.
I'd like to thank Brother Allen for all his patience for me always grabbing the steering wheel and driving us off the cliff.
So you would have, what would you have? Callers call in to Brother Love asking about their team.
And spread the love.
And you would try to give them something positive to feed off of.
Yeah.
That might be difficult to do.
Yeah, like, no.
You think you could do it?
Jalen Hurts.
Well, that's easy. I'm talking about
football.
I'm talking about.
But Bart, his eyebrows are way too thick.
Bart, I'm a Raiders fan. Brother Love, I'm a Raiders fan. Give me reason to believe that this season isn't over.
The men of Raiders in Vegas is winning by not losing. They're still in contention, Brother Allen. You have to have the faith. Believe in Mr. McDaniels.
The faith.
Believe in the Almighty.
Brother Love, I am a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I don't know what a losing season feels like. Am I going to have to experience that this season?
The meek shall inherit the earth. Sometimes you have to suffer for the blessings of the Almighty to come raining upon you.
That's pretty good.
Will Anderson will be the prize. Opposite of TJ Watt will be the greatest duel since Kevin Green.
Rather have one of the quarterbacks, but okay.
And brother Reggie White.
That's pretty good. All right, so there's a little sampling of what could come with a new segment called Brother Love. Yeah.
I love you. From the bottom of my heart.
It's Bart and Han. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. All right. It's time for Brother Love to go away for now. It's time for Barstradamus to go away for now, although we do have calls for him. And it is time for us to stop talking and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment that we like to call
Audio Files.
I mean, damn it, Alan. How you grab the back of the gong?
What? I did not.
You grabbed the back of the
gong. I had it right here. And I did.
You had it upside down. That's why I had to pause.
I had it like that.
I thought you guys were testing Josiah.
You had Stosh flinching. Josiah's like jumping.
We're getting me this time.
Well, we got it done. All right. You know who else got it done? The Houston Astros. Or just threw up in my mouth. Sorry about that.
Meh.
Yes, Yordan Alvarez with the walk-off three-run home run to get a wild comeback and to win game one over the Mariners of one of the American League Division Series. Here is Alex Bregman, who, by the way, I believe was on deck.
He's the most arrogant dude in the history of baseball.
About this home run.
I just went nuts. I lost my voice, honestly, out there. I was screaming. I wanted to go give him a hug like right after he hit it, but he still had to go run the bases. So just waiting for him.
He had to move the buzzer.
The team was fired up. Place was on fire tonight. The fans were unbelievable. It was so awesome to have a packed house here. The energy was flowing. That environment was awesome, and Yordan hitting the homer was crazy.
Yo, first of all, that's a demoralizing loss.
Yeah.
That's a demoralizing for the Mariners, loss.
I would rather have heard from somebody in Seattle to give me some brother love, if you're a Mariners fan right now.
If you do it once, you can do it twice.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Enough of that.
He said he wanted to go give Alvarez a hug, but he had to make sure the buzzer wasn't still hot.
You don't dump water on him now.
I tell you what, man, this is a dangerous team, man. You gave them.
Yeah.
Why does Alvarez look like Shaquille O'Neal? Have you seen the picture inside of the ESPN app? He looks like Shaquille O'Neal, and everybody else look like Kevin Hart. Like, this is wow. Hey, how big is this dude?
What picture are you talking about? Well, he's jumping.
He ain't jumping.
Yeah, he was jumping. He's landing. That's him landing on home plate, but he's still on his descent. And notice that his hand is covering the shoulder part where that buzzer is. He doesn't want that exposed.
Hey, no slander here.
I'm just saying.
Bregman is the face of the Punchable Face Club. Like, he's the only one left. Man. He's the only one that's left that kind of reminds you because they're so arrogant.
Altuve?
Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
It's like Gizmo.
Bart, have you ever had, having a bad day?
Often.
There's times where you say something and you think you're making a good point, then you realize, oh, crap, that's not what I meant. Ron Rivera had that earlier this week when he was asked, why teams such as, the Eagles and the Cowboys and others have, had success. Like, the Giants, they're all having great success in your division, and you guys stink. And his answer was, quarterback. Dope! You just traded for Carson Wentz. Well, Rivera was asked if he wanted to walk back those comments.
At the end of the day, I spoke to my team this morning. You know, I basically told them that I said some things that were misconstrued. I didn't present it properly, and that's on me. So I took accountability, told the guys that, I should know better, and I had a bad day. So I figured, feeling better today, let's move forward.
Had a bad day.
How is it misconstrued? It was pretty black and white. He's basically saying Carson Wentz ain't even Daniel Jones. Like, we know he's not Dak Prescott. We know he's not Jalen Hurts. But the reason why they're having success is because their quarterback don't stink. That's basically what he said.
Mm-hmm.
How can you misconstrue that? Listen, when you get old, sometimes you forget how to kind of you just say what you feel. And we called him an honest moment, but you can't take that back. You can't unsay that to Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that this is the end of the road for him. He's been on three teams in 3 years.
Yeah, he's got to know.
He's got to know. He on deck, Claude.
Yeah, this is your last chance, that kind of thing. So Stephon Diggs, you remember, was traded from Minnesota to Buffalo, and that became a final piece kind of thing for Josh Allen. It has unlocked something that has been just fantastic. But the Bills weren't the only option for Diggs to head to. In fact, it was during the season that there were some trade rumors while he was in Minnesota. Remember, he didn't want to be there.
Yep.
He had some major issues there in Minnesota. So Von Miller is now in Buffalo. He has his podcast, the Von Cast, and Diggs reveals who that other team was.
When I was about to get traded here, it was it was a big deal for me because I was like, damn, the first time they tried to trade for me was in the season. I told my agent, not right now. I don't know, not right now. Because, when people presume, when you're outside looking in, this was before, when we had Halloween and season, they had went to the playoffs. But I was like, man, I don't know about Buffalo. Yeah. This don't sound right yeah. now. Then I was like, after the season, I was like, man, it's either I go there or it was like the Jets or somewhere like that. I'm like, I'm going to go to Buffalo. I'm going to see what's going on.
Another chunk.
The Jets.
See, everybody want to use the Jets. Keep the same energy, dog. Keep the same energy. When Josh Allen get gout and he can no longer run no more,
how about when he's like, Buffalo, it's cold, it's far up north. My other option was the Jets. Oh, I'll go to Buffalo.
See?
Yikes.
Everybody always keep that same energy,
yikes.
Bro.
How about that?
Because we're going to have some oxtails in a couple of weeks when we see y'all chumps, too. Mm. So we got filet of fish with sauce.
We got Buffalo wings, and you put some sauce on that, too?
Nah, we want oxtails, which is basically buffalo tail. All up in your
last but not
Uranus.
Least, I have to do this because hockey season began last night. We don't need to comment on it, Bart. We just need to bask in the glory that is Bob Wischusen on the call for Mark Stone's game winner. Well, it was game winner. 26 seconds to go. The Vegas Golden Knights beat the Kings. Listen to Wischusen.
Handler Stevenson moves in. Drops one back. Stone shoots. Score! 24.9 seconds on the clock as Mark Stone rifles a wrister to give Vegas the lead.
There's certain people that are born to call sports. Mm-hmm. They just have the voice for it. Bob Wischusen's been calling the NFL. He's been calling the Jets forever, right? We've heard him call many NFL, many great Jet moments. But when he started doing hockey, like I was like, I always want to hear Bob Wischusen call hockey. Always. If I'm watching a game, I need Bob Wischusen calling the game because he just has it for the
right.
sport. Whatever it is, he's got it. Shout out to you, Bob Wischusen. That's a great call and a great way to start the new hockey season. And that game was on ESPN last night. And the Rangers beat the Lightning, by the way, at the Garden last night. They got that game underway.
Yeah,
I mean, that part of the season underway as well. So, everything's great.
Bing bong.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That was Audio Files. This is Bart and Hahn. We've got your calls coming up next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hey, Jonathan in L.A. has got a question for Bart Stradamus. Jonathan?
Oh, yes, I have a question for my brother, Bart Stradamus.
Drop it.
Are the Falcons a quarterback away for a good up-and-coming team? And let me tell you something. I'm still jacked up. I'm out to do it when the Yankees win yesterday. Let's go, Yankees. Thank you so much.
All right. As Judge, even without hitting a homer, provides so much protection for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but those dirty birds of Atlanta, they were robbed. Grady Jarrett kicked in the scrotum by the goat himself. Oh, no. But yes, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and next year, the return of Calvin Ridley shall give them the most potent offense in all the land.
Question for you.
Oh.
Do they have the answer at quarterback? Is Mariota the guy?
Oh.
No. Well, you got all these weapons, and you have Arthur Smith who knows them. Why can't he be the guy?
Allen, they drafted Desmond Ridder.
Really?
He's the future.
Really?
In the second round.
Really?
Geno.
Isn't he older than...
Marcus
Mariota. Am I wrong?
No,
they're about the same age, man. But Desmond Ridder has been in college since you played.
Desmond Ridder, not that old. Listen, he ain't older than Kenny Pickett, who played 6 years.
Well, that's
only 23. Kenny Pickett, 25.
How old is Mariota?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I know Mariota's been in the league a while.
Mariota went on a mission. He might be 65,000 years old.
I do feel good about the Falcons, though.
I do
kind of feel like they're, again, another place where, 20, all right. He's not that much older. Arthur Smith gets there and just gets things organized, right?
Special play caller, yeah.
And they have an offense that has I think they have a chance.
They have dynamic weapons.
But that's the question. Is Ritter their future? Is Mariota?
People forget Calvin Ridley's coming back. He's a number one.
How's he going to be, though? Like, Drake,
he wanted to be traded before.
Right.
He had a mental health issue.
Right.
So he maybe asked to be traded, but I don't know, what are you going to give up? He's probably like a Kevin Durant. You got to keep him because he's too valuable to you to give him away.
Another team with a good future to keep an eye on, no doubt about that. We got your calls coming up in 10 seconds. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
What are we doing?
You know it's crazy when you got.
What are we doing?
You know it's crazy when you got Elon Musk saying he reached out.
Yeah, I'm not
to Yeezy.
Yeah, I'm not. About I'm not with this.
Did he say something else? I stopped watching.
You see the shop, right? You know LeBron's thing.
Yeah, they pulled it.
They interviewed him and they the whole thing. They're like, nope, this ain't running.
What did he say? Like, did he do something else? Like, because now you got Elon Musk saying he reached out to Yee. You know, because he was at that when he was doing that whole stuff in the stadiums. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk pulled up.
Yeah.
You know, mad geniuses, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, but.
They ain't it.
No, I'm done there. Yeah. Like, I'm all set. Aren't you?
I mean.
There's got to be a part of you. Come on, I know how much you admire him, but you can't possibly admire this guy anymore.
No, I mean, I'm grateful for the albums he gave me, College Dropout, all that good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the entertainment, but now stop trying to like.
Now he's a character of himself.
You know? All he's doing is just pouring gasoline on a flame that's all. Like, this country's already dealing with enough of an inferno that you're just now pouring gas on it.
And then the thing is, he has a whole crew of people like minded. Him and Antonio Brown. That's who he's hanging with.
Yeah, and they all think that's how you're supposed to act.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's doing it. I'll do it, too.
This gets us billions.
Yeah, this is how you're supposed to do it. It's the and stop saying that that's the genius of it. No, it ain't no genius to confusing people who might not be as smart as you because you're clever enough to be able to manipulate. That's not a genius.
Like my pastor say all the time, what good is it of a man to gain the world and lose his soul?
That's beautiful. Wish you could have said that like as we were going to break because that's like a perfect mic drop.
I can be philosophical.
You could be.
My mama taught me that. Hey, mama. I know she listens. She always listens. I ain't even got to say that. I just say, hey, mama. I already know.
We love you. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Barton Hahn. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's take a giant call here from AJ in New York. AJ.
Yes.
How you doing?
This is AJ Polanco. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I had a question about the New York Giants. Are they playing themselves out of a top 10 draft pick? And if so, does that mean the Giants are going to pick up Daniel Jones for another year because we won't be good enough to get one of those top-tier quarterbacks out of the draft?
See, AJ, isn't that a weird place to be as a fan where you are right now?
Yeah,
it's a weird place to be, right? Because you're
4-1.
4-1, a big win in London over Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. You got the schedule coming up is soft. You got a tough game against the Ravens, but then the schedule is soft. And all you're thinking about is, wait a minute.
They're winning too much.
Is this success with Brian Daboll a bad thing in the long run because it might force you to keep Daniel Jones?
No.
And you're not going to get a high pick to get one of the quarterbacks.
So right now, if you had to pick,
so you're saying no. Why?
If you had to pick between Daniel Jones and Jimmy G, what would you do?
I'd take Garoppolo.
So the price is still the same. So just because you decide to win, don't mean you can't go sign Jimmy G in free agency and then use that draft pick. But now, guess what? Free agents may want to come here because they see something.
Mm-hmm.
So now you might say, you know what, man, this is an attractive place. It's already New York. This is a team that has won, what, 4 Super Bowls. I'm going to go ahead and ride with the Giants because I feel like they're a piece or two away if I add my services to them. And if they bring in Jimmy G.
Well, if you have a coach also who you could see it, this guy knows what he's doing.
They can.
He's been in the league long enough where he knows a lot of players, right? You got to know what you're getting with Brian Daboll.
I told you, you know him, right? I think, yeah, of course.
You know him.
Of course, and Wink.
Yeah, and you have great respect for him.
It's my peoples.
That's what I'm. That basically says it.
And Laura's over there. Laura Young. You know what I'm saying? Long time, Ravens assistant. Came over Rex. Went to Buffalo, and now she's with Daboll.
So this isn't then like losing by winning, as a lot of fans will say about their teams. So it's better if we lose. It's better if we lose, which drives me crazy. But you're saying not at all.
Yeah, I think they're going to attract people. Say, hey, this team ain't that far away, and they got to listen. They're not even playing with a full complement of Kenny Galladay or Kadarius Toney.
No.
Just imagine
those guys are still on the sidelines, even in practice this week.
Could you imagine next year if you're able to try? Well, ain't nobody going to trade for Kenny Galladay. You can't get rid of him for another year, but you're stuck with him for a year. But I'll bring in Gabe Davis.
All right, so the Giants on their way. How about this? Is another 100-win team about to play their way out of the postseason? We'll discuss next.
Bart and Han.